Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We've requested again that this be on the agenda for the August 7th meeting. We haven't received that confirmation yet, and that doesn't mean it isn't going to be on there. But we are starting to put deadlines in jeopardy of kind of slipping away in terms of their commitment to helping partner with us on the project.
Mayor Reeves had his press conference last week. This was the one where he did it at Wahoo's, and for some reason, everybody decided to get their audio from the outfield. whatever. So I can't complain. It wasn't me there doing the recording. I was using somebody else. I think I got it off of Channel 3. So what am I going to complain about? My second hand down the hallway behind the practice fields out back at the high school. Value of the audio, but still, what he was basically saying is, look, we got this meeting coming up on, August 7th, which is, of course, Thursday. That's the Board of County Commissioners meeting, and, we'd like to get the Baptist Hospital, the $2 million decision. Let's have it on that meeting. Of course, what's weird is I don't think there actually is a meeting this week. Is it there? No. He's right. There's a Thursday meeting. We're in summer, and it's always weird what things do and don't happen in summer and which things get postponed and put off. But, yeah, there's actually an agenda review, a COW, Committee of the Whole, and a regular meeting that's supposed to be on Thursday. So he's just basically saying, look, let's have a decision.
At some point, I believe we're month number six now into this conversation about what the county wants to do or not do. And I respect their decision, whatever that's going to be, but I certainly would like there to be a decision made. And I think Commissioner Kohler probably said it best, and I think he was talking about it. Obviously, it's a separate issue, but he said, if you aren't going to approve anything, just put it on the record so we know which way to go. It's not fair to these agencies. I believe we're going to help them around. If you just take out Children's Trust or whatever that was and put it back, I couldn't agree more. I think we've got to get this project moving. We have state partners. We've got Baptist as partners. We've got 200-unit buildings going in. There are a lot of people at the table, and we need to be moving this project forward one way or the other. So, again, very respectfully, hope and request that this be on the agenda for a vote.
It's an interesting press of Mike Kohler on his own idea. Remember when he was and it wasn't about the Children's Trust, it was about Pam Childers and the discretionary funds, and he was basically telling Cody Lee, the attorney for the clerk of the court, look, if you just aren't going to approve these funds and just tell us you aren't going to approve these funds, don't make us go through this whole process and then basically say no at the end. And kind of the same thing here is, don't take all of these agencies and jerk them all around and make us all feel like this is going to happen or maybe it's going to happen or whatever. Just say you're not going to do it. If you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it. That's fine. But make a decision one way or the other. Jim Little from the PNJ is going to ask about the August 7th meeting if it's not on the agenda.
Y'all want to see it on the agenda on August 7th. I guess if it's not on the agenda on August 7th, what happens then?
Well, I think that Baptists and ourselves have to circle back together. There's lots of conversations about, I believe at the county meeting, there was a conversation about, would Baptists be willing to give these properties to the county if they supported the project? And I said I would be supportive of that. I'm certainly going to change my position on that if the county decides to put in $0 towards the project. So there are other things to work through with Baptists.
So he says, look, if they don't come through on Thursday, if they don't put it on the agenda, there's lots of other things we can talk about because, the project funding is basically in jeopardy at that point. And then last comment on this from him.
So I just mean at some point we've got to move. We have extensions with our agreement with Baptist to be able to close on the property. We've already enacted both of those extensions. waiting on nothing else other than the county. And so at what point does this wait and this ambiguity become unreasonable? And maybe we just take that as our now. I don't know why. Just let's put it up for a vote. If three people vote against it, certainly, again, I'll always respect, I mean, I agree with it, but I'll always respect a body's decision to decide to vote or not vote for something. Obviously, I hope that they would see the value in this and want to approve it, but that's the case. But what I do think is unfair to us is to continue to delay even discussing it. And so, as Commissioner Kohler said on a different topic, let's not, you know, beat around the bush. Let's get this thing going. Let's vote for it. Let's vote against it, whatever the case may be. But
yeah, which is, I mean, reasonable at this point is, you know, okay, fine. You guys have been, you know, wrestling with your decision. And are you going to fund it? Aren't you going to fund it? Are you going to find it through some alternate mechanism of funding, or is it going to come through general fund, you know, general revenues? But, you know, just make a decision. And it is not, I just took a quick peek at the agenda for Thursday. It's not yet listed there, or at least if it is, I could not find it. It's a long agenda, but I looked and didn't see it. So it's not there. Also, the Committee of the Whole doesn't have an agenda set yet, but it's only Tuesday and the meeting's on Thursday. 5:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Meanwhile, and I kind of apologize in advance for playing all this sort of, you know, mushy audio. I know if you're in your car driving with the windows down, it's probably hard to hear. As my boss always likes to remind me, that's the test. And I know that's the test, but every once in a while, you got to let somebody say what they're going to say. The county, so, you know, but D.C. had some really kind things to say, frankly, about the county's efforts to reconnect homeless people with their sort of native area, you know, to send them back home where they were more likely to get the support that they need.
While we're talking about county, one thing I certainly want to highlight that the county has been a great partner with us in that I fully support is the Project Reconnect. If you guys recall, the Real Change Project Reconnect program was helping us take some unhoused individuals who could be in the city, could be in the county. This is not limited to just the city, but being able to get them to their next of kin, be able to, if you can find better success with a parent, with a sister, with a brother in another location, there are dollars that were set aside to be able to provide that. For you. So far that we've been able to, in partnership, and this is led by the county, and we're just a very active partner, of course, with our community response team, is to date we've been able to help 220 homeless individuals, including 10 children, that have been given transportation to the support system across the country.
Yeah, which I think, I mean, 220 people basically reconnected with their, you know, their real hometown is, I mean, that's pretty good. That's 220 people that are not beleaguering our local social services or our street corners and are instead in a place where they're more likely to get support that they need. And the cost seems, I mean, honestly, very reasonable to me.
Obviously, it comes with a cost, and I believe it's over $41,000 to date that's been invested on those 220 folks to help get them where they can have the best chance to have quality of life.
Okay, so John, you're a math guy. It's 5:17 in the morning.
I know it is. Thanks, Andrew. Love you, bro.
What's $41,000 divided by 220 people?
Oh, goodness.
Come on now. You know this. This is easy math.
It's early, bro.
It's $200 a person.
Okay.
200 times 200 is 40,000, right?
Right.
Okay, let's you just do it in reverse.
Well, I know, but it's like 5:18 now.
So for $200 a person, we managed to take 400 or so homeless people and get them into their home communities, and they're no longer a challenge, at least for now, unless they come back. You know, I mean, who knows? But they're no longer a challenge for our local law enforcement, code enforcement, social services. $200 is, a bargain.
Compared to the drain on the system.
Right. So, well done.
Yes, I mean.
It's hard to think of a $41,000 that, you know, the county could spend more effectively than that. So that's well done. We'll probably talk about that on Thursday with Wes Moreno because I think that is a pretty good news note. 5:18 on News Radio 92.3 this morning. Yeah, more storms. It's kind of all off it's off in the water approaching us, but we've got lightning storms all across on the Gulf side of the land water barrier. But all headed north by northeast. And so throughout the morning this morning, you're likely to see some showers and It's just August. It's like this, right?
I didn't know which body of water you meant.
I said the Gulf.
Okay.
The Gulf of Mexico?
America.
It's not that.
America.
No.
America.
No.
America.
Mexico.
America. America.
I just was curious because, you know, we have several bodies of water.
Well, I mean, according to that article about Pensacola that was in The Independent, we have the, you know, the ocean. So
I know.
You know, I mean, it's all salt water. Oh, do you see the story about this this guy? I won't say kid. He looks young to me, but, you know, this guy that got bit swimming out in the past. What I read in the story was 20 miles out.
Who a goes, dude swimming 20 miles
out? Who
goes
swimming 20 miles out? But, no. I mean, maybe he's diving. Is it diving, maybe? Because he seemed to be wearing a dive, you know, like a skin suit. What's the word I want? Not a skin suit. A wetsuit.
I was like, whoa, Andrew.
Wild Bill's calling. Okay. So, and he got bit pretty bad by a shark. And, you know, Channel 3, here's the photos, but we can't show you the photos. They're blurred out because the blood's pretty bad. But he's there doing the, like, hang 10 symbol with his hand. So he seems to think it's going to be fine. And they bring him into Sherman Cove and, you know, Navy treats him and takes care of him, whatever. But, you know, if you're out in the Gulf, I mean,
of America,
of
20
Mexico,
miles out.
Yeah, there's America. Lots of things that can happen out there. So I'm glad he's okay, or mostly okay. You know, that's the good news note. 8-4-13-5. What number am I going to use?
90210.
520 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WeCare Home Hotline, this is Woody.
Woody, my house is hotter than an outhouse in July.
Our licensed AC techs can help.
Ooh. I mean, it's sweatier in here than the sauna at a sumo wrestling camp.
Say no more, sir. With your knack for detail, really, say no more. More than 10 years, thousands of positive reviews. Nobody cares like we care. So trust your home to the know and schedule your AC repairs online at WeCareHeatedAir.com.
An official message from Medicare.
I turned 65 this year. I knew it was time to figure out Medicare, and I had questions. Like when to enroll and how to enroll. So I went straight to the official source, Medicare.gov, to get the facts about Medicare. I found answers to all my questions, and I'm ready to get started. And so can you. Just go to Medicare.gov to get the real facts about Medicare.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Men, you are about to embark on a great crusade to stamp out runaway decency in the West.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face.
Hit me with it.
Do you remember when we used to dance?
Oh man, that was either my very first or one of my first albums.
Asia, really?
Asia self-titled. Yeah.
You remember that?
I do. I remember.
Did you buy it? I mean,
yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That was one of the first albums I bought. So I had albums around me that my stepdad owned, that my mom had. You know,
right?
Like he had a copy of Styx's "Grand Illusion" was one of my first favorites. You know, mm-hmm. And he had The Wall also. Okay, mm-hmm. So you know, I was raised on classic rock by my stepdad. My mom was more like 50s, 60s Beatles, you know, and that kind of, and classical. Classic from him, classical from her. And my dad's not a music guy. Anyway, but no, that was Men at Work and Business as Usual, mm-hmm. And Asia, and The Grand Illusion and The Wall were kind of like early, early formative Andrew McKay music. So,
wow.
That's good stuff, right?
Yeah.
All solid. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, gentlemen. Israel.
Good morning back to you. Oh, I thought we were practicing our field yodels. No? I'm sorry. I misread the room.
Ricola.
Nope. Ricola. Do you want a minute to regroup?
You got to love the 5 o'clock hour. Israel's preparing to push forward with plans to fully occupy the Gaza Strip. Local media reports a source from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office confirmed a decision has been made linking the release of remaining hostages to complete Israeli control. The country's security cabinet is expected to meet today to decide on the next steps there. Texas House Democrats have successfully halted their state legislature by fleeing to other states, blocking a Republican redistricting map, but also Governor Greg Abbott's 18-item special session agenda. With no quorum, the Texas GOP was unable to advance plans.
Yeah, I'm paraphrasing here, but I'm paraphrasing pretty closely. I saw one of the Texas Democrats in Chicago. What you gonna do now? your warrant doesn't apply here. I mean, basically, it's all kabuki. Go on, David.
And NFL star Saquon Barkley turning down
Saquon.
Thank you. Is turning down President Donald Trump's invitation to join the 30-member Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. The Philadelphia Eagles running back says he was shocked by the offer, but he couldn't commit due to time constraints.
Well, I mean, when you're busy, it's hard to know whether to say yes or no to the president. You know,
exactly.
So, okay, David, thanks so much for the update. You give me grief over kabuki.
Kabuki? What is kabuki?
Stop it.
I just
kabuki asked. Theater, Japanese stylized, ritualized.
Oh,
people with the makeup and the complicated
attire
and the. It's all for show as a metaphor for politics. It's all for the consumption of the people, of the masses, to make them feel a certain way and
not
of any substance. No, this is not a... Okay.
All right. I agree.
Let's move on. All right. 437-16. It's Metaphor Talk here on News Radio 92.3. You never know what you're going to get. We're like a...
Like two little kids.
We're like a box of talk radio hosts. You never know what you're going to get. I don't know. Anyway, did you... There's a guy, you know the is it Utah, the Salt Flats, where
yes.
they have this massive wide open space where you can race cars very fast.
Oh yeah.
And I remember, what was it, the Anthony Hopkins, what was the movie, the Last Indian, the fastest Indian, where he goes out and he races the motorcycle or whatever. Well, we've got a story like that, and the story is that a guy goes out to run his car out on the Salt Flats in Utah. They annually get together, I guess, and do this. And driver trying to set a speed record during a racing event at the Bonneville Salt Flats, which I was, it's funny how you associate things, but I'm like, was Pontiac sponsor this? I mean, it's kind of, no, it's unrelated. It just, so anyway, sorry, that's an 80s joke.
Because Pontiac, either.
So okay. Anyway, this guy, Chris Rashke, I'm going to go with. Went out there, got going, and he went fast, and then he died.
What?
He died racing.
Did he break the record, at least?
Well, it doesn't say. It's very scant on information. He's the driver for a vehicle known as the Speed Demon, and he's been in motorsports for more than 4 decades, and he worked at Ventura Speedway back in the 80s, speaking of. And he's a big, builder, car maker, whatever, and he gets out there, and he runs, and he was trying to set speed records of topping 400 miles an hour, according to the AP, and something went wrong, and he lost control 2.5 miles into the run. Death is under investigation. And my thought was, okay. I mean, he did what he wanted to do. He was living the life that was important to him. I certainly knew that when
there
you go
risk.
At those speeds, there's real risk. I don't want to celebrate the fact that he died, but I do want to celebrate the fact that we have people who do things that they think are important that might have risks in their life, and sometimes those risks pay off wrong. As opposed to people all living lives that are safe and secure and fine and nobody ever does anything American.
But you're not happy.
I'm not happy, but I'm...
You know what I'm saying? If you're not doing what you love...
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you meant me.
Yeah,
right.
No, no,
and
no.
That's,
well, we can talk about you, but...
Well, so here's the thing. If you're going to believe in not necessarily like X sports, but speed sports or anything that's, you know, mountain climbing, skydiving, you know, flying jets, okay? These things all carry risk, real risk, serious risk, risk of death. And this is going to sound like a weird take on it, but I do kind of celebrate his death because it's evidence that people are out doing things that push the envelope, that are meaningful to them. You know, when Chris Darnell, you know, died, it's a very sad day. But it's a reminder that people are making adult choices involving risks, and their lives are meaningful to them in that way. You know, Henry David Thoreau and Walden, very famous quote, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. Other men live lives where they are doing something exciting and thrilling and pushing the limits of human endeavor, and sometimes that turns out wrong. Does that mean that their choice to race was a bad choice? No. They knew that was a risk, and every one of them embraces that risk, and they know it."
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. The battle over a proposal for new congressional maps in Texas for 2026 reaches a boiling point.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered state police to arrest Democratic lawmakers to force them to go back to the Capitol. The warrants, though, have no power outside state lines, and many Democrats have fled to blue states like New York, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
That's Fox's Mendel Rivera. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, California Governor Gavin Newsom threatening to change maps in their already deep blue states. Texas Democratic Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett.
They expect us to take the punch and say thank you. Well, I am here to tell you not only are we going to punch back, but we're about to beat you down.
You know, the change in the maps could produce as many as 5 new seats for Republicans. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. It's 75 and cloudy this morning in Pensacola. We'll get our weather forecast here in just a few minutes. A Foley woman has died after her vehicle sunk into a retention pond in Gulf Shores yesterday. Police say the vehicle was partially submerged in a pond near a local freestanding emergency room. Now, as the vehicle was sinking into that pond, first responders and witnesses at the scene attempted to get the woman from the vehicle. She had to be extricated. First responders say they attempted to resuscitate the woman after getting her from that vehicle, but she died in the ER. An investigation is ongoing. A Milton man is recovering after being bit by a shark in Pensacola Pass over the weekend. The victim is Chance Armand. He said he was swimming when he was bitten by a bull shark in the leg. He was taken to Sherman Cove on NAS Pensacola. Navy Fire responded to that call. The Pensacola Children's Museum is temporarily closed for renovations to its first floor gallery, which has featured the Discovery Gallery since 2012. The museum will reopen this winter with a new exhibit called Our Town. The new exhibit will allow children to explore various aspects of Pensacola's history, including fishing, culinary arts, construction, fire safety, and railroading. New interactive features will include the Silas Stearns Schooner, the Milk Bottle Diner, and a sensory space called Calming Seas on the second floor. That renovation being funded through a grant from Impact 100. A search underway to find two teenagers in Pasco from Pasco County. The FDLE issuing a missing child alert for two boys from Wesley Chapel. 16-year-old Alexander Thompson and 15-year-old William Drake. They were last seen yesterday evening. The 15-year-old is white, 5'6", 130 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. The 16-year-old Thompson is black, 5'9", 170 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Photos are available on the FDLE website. Well, a tornado appears to have touched down in Osceola County. That happened about a quarter past 7 last night near Pine Grove. News 6 there reporting it was on the ground for about 8 minutes, but no damage was reported. Work is underway to help pet owners keep their dogs calm during storms. A clinical research program is developing a new medication. They're looking for dogs to take part in a free study. Dr. Aaron Cantwell is a vet in Florida, in Sarasota County. She's involved in that study. She tells Fox 13 News that the more pets they get involved, the more information researchers will have. You can look up that project at dogstormstudy.com. 534 News Radio 92.3. Again, right now, 75 degrees in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Could see some rain later today. Our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company said it has detected unauthorized activities that led to the discovery of potential trade secret leaks. TSMC said it has taken action against the personnel involved and launched legal proceedings. The world's biggest semiconductor manufacturer dominates the market for the manufacturing of the most advanced chips and counts major firms like Apple and Nvidia as clients. Palantir has topped Wall Street's estimates and hiked its full-year guidance due to the artificial intelligence boom. The AI software provider's revenue grew 48% during the period and hit $1 billion for the very first time. Firefly Aerospace expects to price shares in its upcoming IPO at $41 to $43 apiece. That's up from the previously expected share price range and would value the space technology company at more than $6 billion. Firefly announced plans to go public last month as interest in space technology gains steam. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, they'll be discussing Summer Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, a festive Ferragosto celebration, Atlas Beverage Class, and the world is your oyster. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 539 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Once again, taking a quick peek at the News Radio ThreatNet radar. We've got a fair amount of, basically rain and thunderstorms off into the Gulf headed this way throughout the morning. So once again, expect it to be a little bit wet and possibly to have some intense thunder showers. The one system I'm kind of looking at seems to almost be headed right at the pass or right at kind of the Escambia Bay. So it may kind of thread between Gulf Breeze and Pensacola. We'll see as it gets a little bit closer to us. But just kind of be aware that that's out there for today. Another, you know, not as hot today, only into the 80s, but might be another, you know, hefty rain shower today. Yesterday, I had a chance to talk to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Some very interesting stuff in there. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, it's my fault. I had totally meant to talk with you about this last week. And before we get to all the news, and there was plenty to get to this week in law enforcement, I wanted to get your opinion on this whole MSTU issue in Santa Rosa County. The county voted to basically fund the long-existing, pre-existing MSTU for law enforcement with $2 million of county tax money, which is going to go directly to you guys. And the only weird thing about that is that then you had Milton opt out. Well, I mean, they're opted out by default because they're a municipality. And Gulf Breeze also opt out. They both did it slightly differently. You know, one raised no taxes internally, and Milton raised $1 million of taxes internally. But from your point of view, neither one matters except that it's, I think, about a $5 million revenue loss to the county because City of Milton and City of Gulf Breeze residents are no longer going to, are not going to be paying into that MSTU. And I just wanted to ask, like, did people talk with you about this? Did they ask you your opinion? Did you talk to the county? And does this matter for your budget? Or, I mean, I just want to know because you're going to be doing policing in the city still. You're obligated by statute to do it. And I had not heard the sheriff's perspective on this.
Yeah, it's disappointing that they opted out, you know, but there's nothing we can do or the county can do to force them into going with the MSTU. So it is what it is. And as for asking me about it, the county did call a meeting. I sat in with the county administrator and we discussed it. And the MSTU is going to be only for law enforcement. So regular ad valorem will still be paying for all corrections and all the courthouse and all the civilian staff. So this MSTU is just for the law enforcement side of the house.
So will, I mean, if it's 5 million, I mean, I can, if I'm wrong about that number, tell me, will the Santa, I mean, your budget's not going to change just because people aren't funding the MSTU is, I mean, right. I assume the county is still going to pay you what they're going to pay you. And so,
yes.
You know, no change really from your point of view, right?
Right. Other than the fact that if I want to hire new deputies or anything like that, I have to raise the millage, which, you know, is something obviously I don't want to do.
Okay.
But it is what it is. If I need more deputies, that's what I have to do. And of course, as I've told you before on the program, we need more deputies. I mean, we're at like 1.1 per thousand. I think the state average is like 2.8 per thousand. So we're not even halfway. So I don't know what the future holds. I mean, this is something new for me as well. I mean, I've never had to deal with an MSTU until now. So we're going to have to see how it plays out.
Okay. And I mean, here in Escambia County, we have one. It's about 3/4 of a mil in the county. So, you know, it's not unprecedented in the area. But last kind of question on this is, does it, I mean, I know legally you guys are going to do what you're supposed to do in the city, but does it create a weird, I don't know. It seems weird. Like we're not going to fund you, but you're supposed to still do everything you're supposed to do in the city, in the cities.
Yeah. And then, you know, to put it bluntly, that's the way it is. They know that we're forced by statute to you know, go into the cities and do the stuff we need to do. So that's why they opted out, I guess, because they know there's nothing we can do about it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I wanted to know because, I had wanted to talk to you about it and wanted to hear your perspective. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Turning now to law enforcement matters, we had a homicide, which is relatively rare, on Pinto Avenue, right?
From Okaloosa County, and let me preface that.
I'm sorry, we lost you there for just a second. Can you start over? The phone sketched out on us.
Yeah, it was a sergeant for the Corrections Division over in Okaloosa County, and I'll preface that by saying the sheriff does not run the jail there. That's run by the Board of County Commissioners, so he's not really what you'd call a sworn officer. He works for the commission.
Okay.
And he, his, I guess, live-in roommate got in an argument over something. We don't know exactly what yet, but ended up shooting her 3 times and killing her.
And so, okay, so that was Barbara Dietert, who's the deceased, age 41. Curtis Johnson, the 47-year-old who you've arrested for the homicide, he's a CO in Okaloosa County?
Sergeant, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And, so, I mean, you know, domestic things happen all the time, but anything else that we know about this or any, I mean, you know, you've got evidence, you've got a confession, no confession, can't say. Sheriff?
On a, yeah, can you hear me?
I can. It keeps, every time you answer me, it takes a second. I'm not quite sure why. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, he is currently in our jail with no bond on second degree murder charges. So, okay. And that could get upgraded by the state attorney. They could bring it up to first after looking at all the evidence. So, but right now, that's what he's in jail on.
Okay. And second versus first is primarily a matter of premeditation and then yes. aggravating factors for whether the death penalty would be on the table or not on the table. Do I have that roughly right? That's correct. Okay. Sheriff, you guys also were involved in the investigation into the teacher in Gulf Breeze who has been alleged to have been involved in some kind of a romantic relationship with phones and all that. Is there any part of this case that you can elaborate on for us or maybe your role in it? Because it seemed like it started with Chief Hawthorne and the Gulf Breeze police and then it kind of migrated to you guys. Is that right?
Yeah. We basically took it over and made the investigation, made the arrest. So, yeah, and it's just the only thing I can really comment is on what's already been put out. We do have phone information and things of that nature that definitely link them together. So,
okay. All right. And I know, you know, Chief Deputy Tift had put out some information on this as well. Another case that we've been reporting on this morning is Matthew McChesney, who's now been arrested from out of state on a warrant related to child pornography, right?
Yeah. And unfortunately, we get enough of this. This is, I mean, it's sickening, the child porn that goes on, but it just seems for a county of our size, you know, 220,000 people, we have an awful lot of it here. And we make arrests pretty much every single day on child porn charges, whether it be out of state or in state or our charges or whatever. It just seems, excuse me, that we have an inordinate number of them in our county for some reason. And it's kind of disgusting, but
yeah. I know the Justice Department had shut down a dark web site that they said had 120,000 visitors. When something like that happens, is there a way for you guys to see whether there's a decrease in traffic, decrease in behavior, or is it just a drop in the bucket because there's so much of this out there that people are consuming?
Yeah, it's a drop in the bucket. And literally, it's probably not even a drop in the bucket, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That's how prolific it is. It's just there are so many millions and millions of images out there, and they're being traded, downloaded, sold, and it's just, it's horrific. And it's, you know, we try to do as much as we can, but if we focused 100 officers on that a day, we could make, I don't know how many arrests, but they could do that for a living all year long and just arrest people. That's how bad it is.
Man, it's so discouraging because I know that whenever you go to do the stings on trafficking or people looking for minors or this, it's just, you never come up empty. It's so frustrating. 911 service is back on for the county last night, I think. Verizon came back online. Is that right?
Yep. It came back online. And that happens every now and then, especially with storms coming through.
Yeah.
It'll go out, but we're pretty blessed. Verizon and AT&T, we use both of them. They, if one goes down, we can use another, but they are really good about, they know how important it is to get us back up and running immediately. So we're pretty blessed in that area.
One of the other cases, you've got a bunch of HVAC thefts on Bluebell. Is it construction sites? Is that what this is?
Yeah, it's construction sites. And I tell you what, it's, you know, it's kind of, it's weird. It kind of goes with the economy. When times are getting a little rough, you know, thefts go up. And when it comes to construction thefts, man, oh, man, we've been getting hit hard lately. And it's not just HVACs. They're taking all kinds of stuff. But so I would say this, you know, we're upping all our patrols and, you know, when you see a subdivision being put in, we're upping our patrols at night in there and sooner or later we'll get these people. But yeah, they're pretty prolific right now.
I assume you guys go to the secondary market. I'm sure you go to the pawn shops, but also like scrap metal and things like that. I mean, all the places where people would sell this kind of stuff, you're on the lookout.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times what they do is they'll hit us. They'll be from Alabama, and they'll hit us, and then they'll go back to wherever, Birmingham or whatever, and sell it there, and which makes it pretty difficult because a lot of times they don't have the serial numbers and stuff. So we can't even put them in the computer. So that's what makes it even more difficult catching them.
Is this an opportunity for better interagency national cooperation on something like that? I mean, you know, I talk to Jimmy Petronas all the time. Is this, I mean, you do too. I mean, is this something where we could, where the feds could really help clamp down on the interstate trafficking of stolen merchandise like that if there were some kind of a, I don't know, nationwide database? I mean, you know, I'm just thinking out loud, but is there anything like that that doesn't exist now that could exist?
Yeah, I think we got that covered. But the problem we have now is the federal government, as you know, has their interests in other areas right now.
Yeah.
And they're pulling from all the other agencies. So if people say, well, ICE is doing everything, well, yeah, they're doing a lot. But so is FBI and Marshal Service. And, I mean, they're pulling from everywhere to get this ramped up. And
So we're losing staff because they're being drawn for other purposes and funding also.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And that was one thing if I wanted to tell you. You know, ICE, we became a 207G, which 287G, which basically means some of our deputies can serve warrants for the ICE federal warrants.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go through a program, and then they can serve warrants. And we've got 30-something. I sent out an email to these guys saying, come work for us. Work for an agency with integrity, and we'll pay you $50,000 bonus. That's what they did. Sent it to all the deputies 287 qualified in the state of Florida.
So they used it as a recruiting tool for them.
Yes. After we stepped up and said, we will help you, after they asked for our help.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Wow.
We're here from the government and we're here to help.
We're here from the government. Yeah. We're here to bribe you and poach your employees. Wow. That sucks. Okay. All right. I don't know what else to say about that.
Oh, yeah. That's
last news note is your deputies were at a structure fire and before fire got there and rushed in to help some people. Is that right?
Yeah. And we get first because, you know, they have to gear up and everything. And we're already on the road and sometimes we're right around the corner. So this happens, I won't say regularly, but it happens, you know, a couple of times a year at least. And, I was so proud. Our guys ran right in, didn't wait for fire. New people were in there, went in there, got them out. So, I was very proud of them. One of the deputies had a little smoke inhalation, but he returned to work, so he was good.
Wow, that's great. We'd heard one of these stories recently with one of our other agencies. I'm trying to remember where it was, PPD maybe. Like you say, you guys are there faster immediately, and unfortunately, you don't have all the equipment, but, you know, you got to save lives.
Yeah.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe, keeping us informed. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, the more I didn't catch it the first time. Sometimes you have to hear a thing more than once to catch it, but that part about come work for an agency with integrity, oh, man,
right.
That's rough. I mean, it's, you know, I thought we already did kind of, you know. I'm going to ask the sheriff about this morning, Simmons. I'm going to ask him
good.
If their agency has gotten the same ridiculous recruiting poaching letter, you know. And which, look, if you're a law enforcement officer, you're a cop, you know, and you get a letter that says, hey, we'll pay you more and we'll give you a $50,000 signing bonus, I don't know, how do you say no? That's a hard thing to say no to. I mean, that's a lot of money, you know. So, man, that's just rough. All right, 437-1620. That's my phone number if you ever want to weigh in on anything. If you are thinking about that next home or about, you know, moving or picking up a vacation rental or a regular rental or just selling, downsizing. I mean, people move for all kinds of reasons. You're acquiring family. Your family has moved out and you don't want the big place anymore. You want to live at the beach. You've always wanted to live at the beach. What would it take to live at the beach? I don't know. I don't live at the beach, but I know somebody who sells and buys a lot of homes at the beach. That's Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Call her and ask. You know, say, Andrew's always talking about you. He says you're fantastic. Are you? She'll laugh. she will. If you say that, she'll laugh. I guarantee it. And then just say, hey, you know, we're in our 50s or our 60s, and we're thinking about buying a beach home for the first time. What would that involve? Well, where on the beach do you want to live? How much do you want to spend? You know, what's kind of the she'll talk with you. And that's the point is if you just have questions about real estate, give her a call. She loves to talk to people about real estate, loves to make friends. And if you become, you know, a deal, and you get to a closing, great. If you just become a friend, I mean, great. If you refer her to other people, I mean, also great. It doesn't matter. She just loves helping people. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Ready to level up your future? George Stone Technical College trains students for real-world careers, fast. From welding to healthcare, IT to public safety, their hands-on programs get you job-ready in months, not years. And yes, financial aid and grant opportunities are available for all students. Affordable, local, career-focused? Visit georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu and take the first step today. You can change your life at George Stone.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points.
Gotta ask John, do you recognize that movie? This is an obscure one. I'm not sure if I'm gonna get many people on this one.
I recognize the quote, but I just can't put it anywhere.
Think of a movie where you get points for killing people,
right?
Based on the older they are, the more invalid they are, the younger they are. Like, you get a few points for killing adults, you get a little bit more for killing women, you get a little bit more with a car. Death Race 2000. The original, not the nonsense remake where they're running around a racetrack in a jail or whatever, but the original cross country race with David Carradine and Sylvester Stallone and Martin Cove from The Karate Kid, it's not a good movie, but it is a classic movie, and anyway, it's just. You know, I watched that recently, so now you're going to hear the clips. 5:57 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Tennessee is preparing to execute death row inmate Byron Black this morning by lethal injection. Their governor, Bill Lee, said that he does not plan to intervene in that. That's scheduled for 10 a.m. Central Time. Sean Diddy Combs is staying behind bars for now. He was denied bail for a second time yesterday, the order saying he failed to satisfy his burden to demonstrate an entitlement to release. Of course, he was convicted on two counts of interstate prostitution. His sentencing is set for October 3rd. And a Florida deputy, Andrew, earning praise after bravely removing an angry alligator from a swimming pool. Did you see this in St. Johns County? Body cam footage shows Deputy Richardson trying to catch the alligator with a net before finally resorting to using his hands and just lifting it out of the water. The alligator was described as being, quote, super mad, but it was safely.
Oh, I bet it was.
How big was this?
It does not.
It must
say,
not be that big if he's lifting it up out of the water. But I'm guessing a couple. couple feet long.
Super mad, yeah.
Yeah, sure, super mad. So, no bare hand alligator grab for me.
No
bare. All right, done, Deputy Richardson. Is that what you said? I think.
Yeah, Deputy Richardson. I mean, even a little gator, I think.
Yeah,
super mad little gator.
Even when you go
to
pet them, you know, and they have the little baby gators, they tape their mouth shut.
Oh yeah,
that's no joking around.
Yeah,
that's
none at all.
Not fun times. Oh, my goodness. Man, we have so much stuff to get to today. Seriously, we have so much stuff to get to. Interesting stuff at NES Pensacola. Do you see this story about Wild Greg's Saloon?
No.
Yeah, we'll talk about this. Okay. Also, in Arizona, we had somebody got shot trying to go on the Air Force Base in Tucson. Talk about that.